What is this thing?
It's the Stop Online Privacy Act, and it's really a bill being pushed by content providers from Hollywood, big movie producers, and big radio folks who are trying to ask Congress to help them stop enact a law to stop from foreign sites from putting out pirated movies and music. And, and so this is hopefully this is just the first draft.
Stealing. I mean, they're trying to stop stealing, right?
Exactly, and they're doing a pretty smart PR job because they're pitching this as a protection of all the blue collar behind the scenes jobs and the union workers who do a lot of work on movies and music, and not trying to make it sound like Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber needs more money.
But of course they do.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So what is it that this would do specifically? The criticism that I have heard is that if a website is found to have something on it that's pirated, and it could be a vast website, it could be something like Wikipedia, you know, that is just a huge thing that has taken years to build. But if one thing on it is found to be pirated, they can shut the whole thing down. Is that right?
That's what the detractors are talking about. And the bill, unfortunately, is about 65 pages long, so it's not exactly clear. But the concern is, for example, on the News 92 website, if there was an article on your website that linked to a site that contained pirated content, instead of just shutting down the site that your website linked to, there's a mechanism that could make it possible, in an extreme case, where they could shut down the entirety of the News 92 website. And so that's got a lot of folks, a lot of the Google and Yahoo and the pro-internet people, very concerned about this bill.
It seems, though, that on the other side, there is a good argument to be made that if there is something that is not my intellectual property, but I'm putting it on my website, that the cops, you know, the government, so to speak, would be able to come in and say, you can't do that, and there is a punishment for that. And if not a punishment, just a way to stop you from doing it.
That's exactly right. And there are laws in place that help out with this. What they're really trying to do is go after foreign websites. And that's where some of the gray area in the law as it's currently drafted is, because it's targeting foreign websites where the feds can't necessarily go after them. And so it's providing a mechanism so that the feds can tell Google, hey, don't show their link on the search engine results. It's telling PayPal, don't allow payments to go to that website that's off of Bermuda or off in Africa. You know, Visa, don't allow payments to be processed to that site. And so it's supposed to be targeted from those foreign websites that otherwise the U.S. wouldn't have any control over.
Interesting. All right, Travis Crabtree. He is at, by the way, his blog is eMedia?
eMedialaw.com, and there's a big post about SOPA and the pros and cons on it.
Well, people are really buzzing about it. You told me that, I guess, it was one of the most viewed articles that you put up there, right?
That's exactly right, and it's starting to obviously go to more of the mainstream as Wikipedia has blacked out, and people are talking more about it.